a Darfur town under the control of Sudanese troops has been razed in apparent retaliation for a rebel attack on a nearby base of African peacekeepers, Chris Altieri reports.
Last week, the town of Haskanita had 15,000 civilians. Now it is a smoldering ruin. The United Nations says the attack happened Wednesday, but could not be confirmed by their officials until Sunday. There has been no report of casualties, and it is believed most of the residents fled the town before it was razed. A UN statement did not say who set fire to the ethnic African town, but said Sudanese government forces took control after suspected Darfur rebels attacked the nearby base of African Union peacekeepers a week ago, killing 10 peacekeepers. The Arab-dominated government and the Janjaweed militia are accused of regularly burning ethnic African villages as part of their counterinsurgency campaign against rebels. At least 200,000 people have died in Darfur, and more than 2 million have been forced from their homes during a 4-year conflict. U.S. President George Bush says genocide is being carried out in the region. But Sudanese Foreign Minister Lam Akol, speaking to CNN's Late Edition on Sunday, said that's not true.
I'm not denying that in any war people will get caught in crossfire. In war there will be unnecessary death. In war there could even be excesses against human rights and all the other factors. This is common. But what we don't agree with is the way they are exaggerated and the way they are classified as genocide.
Officials say the latest exchange of violence will not delay peace talks between the government and Darfur's many rebel factions set to start October 27th. I'm Chris Altieri.